Today we celebrate the festival of St. James the Elder, Apostle of Christ, and I would like to suggest today a paradigm of the church and of all believers. If we accept the traditional ascription of the book of Revelation as having been written by John the Apostle, we have there a revelation of Christ as Lord and King, which is full of martyrdom and death. Perhaps it was with James, his brother, in mind that John then wrote to the church of Laodicea, "He who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I myself conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne." It is hard to conquer. It is, from the biblical point of view, somewhat a bloody affair to conquer. James was called into the discipleship of Christ with his brother John. According to Matthew and Mark, called along with Peter and Andrew, and these four, it would appear throughout the ministry of Jesus, formed as it were the nucleus of the 12. Sometimes on very specific and important occasions, Andrew being left out a little bit. It was Peter, James, today our apostle, and his brother John, who alone were allowed to come with Jesus as he raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. These three alone, who were able to witness the transfiguration of Christ when his imminent victory was proclaimed for them to see. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Ah, a new Moses is in our midst. A new lawgiver. We are on the way to the promised land. And we are on the way to the kingship and the glory of Christ. These three were with Jesus alone in Gethsemane, when he prayed with great drops of sweat as if it were blood, "Father, take this cup from me, but not my will, but yours be done." Someplace in the middle of these last two events, John and James asked Christ if they could not sit with him on his throne when he came into his kingdom. Reign with Jesus. Be king with him. Be glorified with him. Having conquered with him, be mighty with him. Ah, do you know what you ask? Jesus replied, "Are you willing to drink of the cup that I drink from? Are you willing to be baptized with that baptism with which I shall be baptized?" I suppose James is always going to be our apostle, because we are always, every day and every moment, asked by Christ, "Are you willing?" I suspect that none of us here, unless some of you have backgrounds that I am unfamiliar with, really know what it means to have the demand of faith placed upon us. I mean that we really know by experience what it means to take up our cross and to follow Jesus, to conquer with him. Oh, I know all the arguments that we conquer with him in our faith, that we conquer with him when we worship. But we are called upon to conquer him or conquer with Jesus by giving up all. For the Son of Man came into the world to serve and not to be served. Are you willing to be baptized with the baptism of Jesus Christ? You have been. Are you willing then to take that cross into which you have been baptized and bear it? We live at the time of Jesus' resurrection. He is King and Lord, no doubt. But Christians have a funny habit. It's a bothersome habit of saying things that aren't true. Like, Jesus is Lord. Is Jesus Lord? I mean, is he Lord? Do you daily follow him every moment of the day as Lord? Does he rule your life from morning rise to setting sun? Is Jesus Lord? Or are you called to daily repentance for your sins? A clear sign that there was some time when Jesus was not Lord. James had asked the question, is Christ Lord? He was asked the question by Jesus, am I Lord? Are you willing to be baptized with my baptism? To give all for me? To die for me? We will always see in James, if we're serious about what we are, people this side yet of the final struggle. If we'll be serious about where we are, James will always be paradigmatic for us. We will look at James and we will see ourselves. Lord, let me reign with you. And the answer will always come back. Are you willing to be baptized in my baptism, to drink the cup that I drink from? For Jesus is, to be sure, Lord, but he is Lord precisely in his death. There's no earthly glory, no fireworks, shooting stars, or parades for this conquering king. There is the parade only of Golgotha. There are no floats, just the pulling of the cross. Even when we follow him as Lord. Clement of Alexandria, who lived around 200, tells us, Eusebius of Caesarea, who recounts this, tells us that Clement was recounting this on authentic tradition and good authority. It appears, says Clement, that the man who brought James into court was so moved when he saw James testify that he confessed as well that he was indeed a Christian and a follower of Christ. And so they were both taken away together, And on the way, James's accuser asked James to forgive him. James thought for a moment, we are told, and then he said to his accuser, "I wish you peace," and gave him the kiss of peace. And so both were beheaded at the same time. We pray, God, that we will never have to drink the cup of Christ in quite the same way that James did. But that martyrdom is always kind of the epitome of the Christian life and the very sign of it. The Bible itself is too replete with examples to ignore. It's not then by accident. It's with a firm grip upon what it means to be a disciple of Christ, the King, that the Bible tells us only one thing about James after the ascension of Christ into heaven: the enthronement of Christ as King. About that time, we are told, Herod the king laid violent hands upon some who belonged to the church. He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Lord, it is our prayer that we reign with you both on your right and on your left. And Jesus will reply to that prayer as he replied to James, the apostle. Are you willing to take up your cross and follow me? Are you willing to drink of that cup which I drink? Are you willing to be baptized with that baptism with which I am baptized? And then the promise of the King, of the Lord of Lords, who walks among the churches, he who conquers. I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I myself conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. James, our apostle, because he is the type of the Christian life which is lived under the sign of heaven, the sign of the conquering hero, the King and the Lord, the cross of Christ, which demands all and promises all.